For many years, Zuma fought apartheid by leading intelligence operations for the African National Congress's armed wing, Umkhonto weSizwe, otherwise known as MK and Spear of the Nation.
We do not want President Zuma to be arrested and to be imprisoned.
Zuma says he's being persecuted by the man who ousted him in late 2017 to become South Africa's current leader, Cyril Ramaphosa. Uniformed MK-MVA members have gathered outside Zuma's home in the town of Nkandla. Some say if Zuma, who has denied any wrongdoing, decides not to go to jail, they won't let anyone take him there by force. Niaw says their words are not threats, but to show their patron he isn't alone.
Obviously, there's going to be protest, and obviously we're going to utilize our constitutional right of freedom of speech. Umkhonto weSizwe Military Veterans Association also issued a media statement calling on all our members to stand up, to protest against this, obviously within the parameters of the law and the undermining of the rights, the legitimate rights of one of our most important citizens, President Zuma.
But Zuma's supporters have often not acted within the law. After he accused the commission's head, Raymond Zondo, of being an apartheid collaborator, the judge and his family were threatened with death. Photos of their home and its address were published on social media. Bullets were fired through a window. An emotional Zondo, who'd asked the court to jail Zuma for 2 years, told the News 24 channel he took no triumph in the finding against the former president.
The situation has been difficult for many people within the commission with all of these attacks. In the legal team, the investigation team, so it has not just been me. Do I regret taking this job? Not at all. If I was asked to do it again, I would do it again.
MK veteran Mac Maharaj was Zuma's spokesman during his presidency. When the media and opposition parties were linking his boss to corruption, Maharaj defended him vigorously. Now, he says, Zuma misguided him and abused his and the nation's trust. Maharaj hopes Zuma's imprisonment closes the chapter of government-driven corruption in South Africa.
It's also a very sad moment for me. The former president chose to challenge the authority and the credibility of our apex court and to place himself above the Constitution. It is sad because he has played an important role in our liberation struggle and was involved in negotiating our path from apartheid to democracy.
He says Zuma shouldn't be surprised by the court's finding.
He went down a slippery slope to the point where he began to believe in himself and placed himself above the law. I think he has chosen this path as a way to shift attention from the corruption in which he has been involved and to hold the banner of a victim and a martyr.
Maharaj says it's tragic that a self-interested Zuma's spending the last years of his life betraying the very principles that he once risked his life for. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.